Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings are trying to whittle their roster down to 53 players. A preseason game against the Tennessee Titans is coming up, and the regular season is right around the corner. You have questions about all of it, so let's get to work. Question number one comes from Chris. Is Cordarrelle Patterson expected to make a bigger impact at wide receiver than last season? Well, last season, he had 33 catches for one touchdown, so it will not surprise me if Cordarrelle's numbers in both categories increase this season as he gets more comfortable with North Turner's offense and as Teddy Bridgewater develops. But remember, Cordarrelle will also impact games as a kick returner. He had that nice 107-yard kickoff return touchdown against Dallas. More of that to come, hopefully. And you can also run the ball with Cordarrelle, just like Norv did last year against the St. Louis Rams when Cordarrelle had a long touchdown. Jack has the next question. Would the Vikings consider going to a 3-4 defense with all their good linebackers? Jack is right. The Vikings are loaded at linebacker. Tough roster decisions to make there, but that's a good problem to have because it means you have depth. Mike Zimmer and George Edwards may throw in a few 3-4 looks from time to time throughout the season, but that's not going to be the base defense, at least not in the near future. And actually, the Vikings' four-man front defensive line may be the strength of the team. The Vikings have all four starters returning there and great depth. Madison has the next question. Do you think we should be concerned about Blair Walsh and the kicking game? I think it's fair to be concerned because of the misses Walsh has had this preseason, but earlier in the week, Mike Zimmer was asked that same question, and he said he's not concerned. It looks like Blair Walsh is on the right track. Hopefully, he can be sharp against Tennessee, and if that is the case, he's got plenty of time in front of the regular season to iron out a few kinks. I think Blair is going to have a good season for us. Don't worry. The next question comes from Dan. I am excited about Bridgewater, but only one TD in the preseason. Can he finish the possession in a compressed field within the 20? I think what Dan is getting to right there is the Vikings' red zone offense. And while the offense has looked good this preseason, including Teddy Bridgewater hitting that nice deep pass to Mike Wallace against the Cowboys, the first team offense is just 2 of 5 in the red zone. So that is an area where the offense can improve. And hey, it's just the preseason, so it's not bad to have areas where you need to improve. The key is getting it done. I think Teddy can do it. Jeff in Racine, Wisconsin has the next question. Dominique Williams has been very impressive in both running and catching the ball this preseason. What have been your impressions of him so far? Well, I agree with Jeff. Dominique has been impressive. He's nifty, he's quick, he's shifty, he can make guys miss. Dominique Williams does have a place in the NFL. Will it be with the Vikings? We don't quite know. The Vikings are loaded at running back, including having Adrian Peterson back. So he may or may not make it, but with Williams' skill set, he does have a place in the NFL. Our last question comes from Reggie in Lakeville. What are the goals of this last preseason game, especially with starters seeing no or limited time? There may not be a bunch of starters playing, but this is still an important game for a lot of players on the field, and it's an important game for the team. One thing to watch is whoever plays at defensive end for the Vikings. We know we have our starters coming back, Brian Robinson and Everson Griffin, but I bet you that those reserve defensive ends, guys like Justin Tratow, guys like Scott Crichton, and rookie Danielle Hunter, they're going to get plenty of run in this game against the Titans, so they have an opportunity to play the whole game, get more reps, and develop some of their pass rushing moves while showing Mike Zimmer that they can play against the run. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we'll be back next week, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And don't forget, the Vikings close the preseason in Nashville, Tennessee with a game against the Titans. Kickoff is on Thursday night. Don't miss it.